hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry, Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today.
This day, Spirit of the Living God, please have your way now. Mr. Swiss, steady to pray. We've been looking at wise reactions. That's under dominion keys. Under dominion keys, we first looked at diligence, and then now we came to self-control. And under that, we looked at wise reactions. In our previous prayer session, we learned that we need to decide wisely and react wisely, and that our decisions or reactions can win our battles without a fight. So as children of God and as ministers, it's important that we always operate from the position of wisdom. Proverbs 16:32, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. We read the scripture in our previous session, learning about the need to exercise self-control, to have rule over our spirit. We also looked at Proverbs 25:28. That he that hath no rule over his spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. No matter how anointed we are, self-control is very important. Kindly declare after me that in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I declare over my life,
I declare over my life,
by the grace of God,
by the grace of God,
I will operate self-control.
I will operate self-control.
I will live by self-control.
I will live by self-control.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So it's very important that in this generation in which we find ourselves, the generation that is led by eyes and ears, where social media is really booming, and now human beings, including believers, are used as products on the market. Anything that will get your eyes to turn and that will get you hooked to your phone, whatever content that your eyes can feed on, and whatever your ears, itchy ears, can feed on, that is what will be put out there to get your entire attention, because someone is connecting your soul to YouTube monetization. Somebody is connecting your soul to Facebook marketing. And so all that matters is how to manipulate your emotions and to use that to make money. And therefore, in this generation, if you do not exercise self-control, and as I indicated in the previous session, self-control comes in various ways, in various aspects in our lives. But in terms of self-control, we're looking at wise reactions. That as part of all your controlling by wisdom of yourself, you need to focus, or you need to ensure that your reactions and your actions are right. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over transgression. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11. You don't have to always be legalistic. If God would be legalistic with us and not provided his grace, none of us would be able to attain to any perfection. Our perfection is even in Christ Jesus. He says our righteousness are like filthy rags before him. If God would not turn away his eye from our shortcomings and look at the sacrifice of Christ Jesus, nobody would make it. So if the God we serve can turn a blind eye to transgression, how much more you? The discretion of a man deferreth his anger. It's not everything that your wife would do that you just go at her. Or anything that your husband would do, you won't even let 1 hour pass. Or a second pass, you just lash out at him. No. Or anything that your subordinate at work, then every time you are on this person, you don't even praise the person for anything. But every time, just being critical. I remember that one day I was a little boy. I went out for a youth meeting, and we had been warned that don't come back home late. A time was given. And then unfortunately, the service crossed and we came back home late. So coming back, you would expect that lashes, because you've been told the number of lashes you are going to receive. And then lo and behold, you come back and then there is pardon. You are pardoned. There are times to pardon. It's not everything that you need to react with anger, and every transgression you are at it. God, give us grace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, Lord, help me.
Lord, help me
to defer anger in order to react wisely. As you have granted me your grace. Grant me the ability to provide grace for others. I want you just for a few seconds, put your hand upon your heart and begin to pray that, Lord, grant me the grace to offer grace also to others, that I would not react. I would not react before thinking. I would not react before reasoning it out with you, Holy Spirit. Grant me the grace to be able to pardon others and to overlook a transgression. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace.
Amen.
We also read Proverbs 29:12, that if a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked, which is to say that we don't have to encourage people around us bringing to us lies about others. We must always investigate and then take time to react to situations. Ecclesiastes 10:4, if the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offenses. Yielding pacifieth great offenses. So if your boss is upset with you for any reason, you need to exercise patience and plead for mercy. Don't be in a rush to say that, oh, I'm tired, I'm leaving. No. You need to exercise patience. Here, this scripture says that leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offenses. You're offended. Nobody wants to understand. Hey, so we are going to the divorce court. No. Exercise patience. Exercise patience. That's why a Bible was given at the wedding ceremony, that you exercise patience and rather read the word of God to learn God's mind concerning this union. Exercise patience. Don't be in a rush to leave the workplace. Don't be in a rush to leave the church. A lot of people leave one church to another church. Sometimes our gifted musicians, you say, oh, I'm not recognizing this church. Look at the way the pastor spoke to me. Look at the way he shouted at me. Look at the way, if it wasn't for this, just because we're in the same church, like, I would even be his boss. This young pastor, small pastors who have come. Look at the way, branch pastor. Look at the way you are talking to me. Do you know I'm even here? I was even here before you came. And you will even be sent to another branch. I'll still be here. So do you know I'm the board chairman? You can't talk to me anyhow you like. And then the choristers, they will even leave the choir. Say, I'm not singing with the choir any longer. And then they'll go and find another group to go and join. And when offense comes there again and the leader is hard on them, straightening them to do the right thing and say, hey, I'm done with this choir too. In fact, I'm leaving the group. God have mercy upon us.
Amen.
Do not leave your place. Do not leave your place. Remember the scripture that they that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You must be planted. When you are planted, offenses will come, but don't leave. Do not leave. Psalm 37 verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. So don't be in a rush to take a decision out of being angry at someone. That the drama said something against you, so he's disgraced you, you are upset, so you are leaving the choir. Now you are going to the ushering department. What if the ushering head to also say something? No, now you are going to technical. Someone who should be singing, now you've gone to the children's service. God have mercy. Amen. Today we are praying that, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me to employ wisdom when offenses come. To defeat offenses by wisdom. You are praying that for the grace of God to defeat offenses by wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because offenses will come. Jesus said that bless the one who is not offended in me. It means offenses will surely come. But when they come, there is something called the wisdom of God. As we are learning here, by the wisdom of God, you can defeat every offense. And rather turn any offense or provocation which was meant for your demotion, by wisdom, you turn it into promotion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say after me, by the wisdom of God.
By the wisdom of God.
I turn.
Every provocation.
Every attack. Every offense.
That comes towards me.
Thrown as a fiery dart.
I defeat it now.
By the wisdom of God.
By the wisdom of God.
I turn it.
I convert it.
From demotion to promotion.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In your own words, enforce this prayer in Jesus' name. By the wisdom of God. You said in James chapter 1 verse 5, that Lord, we should ask of you, Lord, wisdom. Wisdom to overcome, Lord, every offense in the name of Jesus. That we won't leave our place. So that we don't leave our place, Lord. We don't leave our place, Lord. But Lord, we thrive. That we flourish in the court of our God, where you planted us, that we flourish, that offenses, we overcome every offense, that Lord, rather, when it comes, Lord, becomes a stepping stone for promotion because of the execution of wisdom, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer. Some people use personality as an excuse, but God's grace is sufficient.
Amen.
He says, my grace is sufficient for you. Paul asked several times to God, this thorn in my flesh, take it away. But God's response, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. You are praying the Lord, grant me grace, extra grace. That is the key word, extra grace. You know about the wise virgins. By wisdom, they had extra oil. By wisdom, they are called wise virgins, and they had extra oil. I don't want to be found wanting. I don't want, Lord, to be short of grace, to be short of wisdom. I will grant unto me extra grace, extra oil by wisdom, so that I'll be ready in season and out of season. It should never be said of me that in this season, because I'm offended, so I cannot deliver. No, I must be ready in season and out of season by your extra grace granted unto me. Lift up your voices and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Your grace is sufficient, Lord. Your grace is sufficient, Lord. Your grace is sufficient, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We receive grace. Grace, 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 grace. Grace for inner tenacity. Grace. Grace. Grace for longer journeys. Grace. Grace for staying power. In the name of Jesus. Extra grace. Extra grace. Extra grace. Extra grace in the name of Jesus, like the 10 virgins had, the wise virgins had extra oil. We pray for extra grace in season and out of season, Lord, that will have, Lord, the condition of heart and mind in the name of Jesus, void of any offenses, to be able to deliver in ministry, Lord, and to be able to flourish in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name. Divine authority, oh, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name.
To Christ, I implore you to do so. There's an opportunity to surrender your life completely and wholly to our Master and King Jesus Christ. He says, He's the only way, the truth, and the life, and He's the only way to the Father, and He grants eternal life. And so, to have eternal life and to have life, the fullness of life on the earth, it is through Christ Jesus. Kindly say this prayer after me. The Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice that you made for me, dying and rising from death. I give you all the glory for extending your love to me, even when I didn't know you. Today, I surrender my life. Be master and Lord over my life forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. If you just said this prayer, kindly contact us via email, info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
God bless you for joining us. We meet on Thursday again at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.